Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. And we are backstage at the Cumberland Festival. We've just recorded Flatshare Slamdown. A superb episode of Flatshare Slamdown that should be out in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, it's not this one.
Not this one. No, it's not this one. But the one you're about to listen to is...
Oh, my God.
...absolutely brilliant as well.
Recorded we had such fun.
On Terra Firma, our old home of Phoenix in London. And it was... I tell you what, it was recorded by... younger versions of ourselves,
yes.
More sprightly versions of ourselves,
less hungover versions
of
ourselves.
We're at the end of a festival here, and we're feeling it. This morning, as I was checking out my Airbnb, I said cheerio to the woman who runs the Airbnb, and she heard my voice and went, "You've had fun. you've had fun.
You've
this weekend.
Had fun."
And I said, "Yeah, I have had fun." She said, "I'm just gonna pop back in the house. I've got something for you." Came out with a box of Strepsils. So. Thank you very much to Glenda. It's a wonderful Airbnb if you find yourself in the Furness area.
And this episode is sponsored by Strepsils.
It's powered by Strepsils and sponsored by Strepsils. But yeah, the episode you're about to listen to features Sakisa and Alfie Brown.
Oh.
Two brilliant guests.
Yeah,
we loved so having brilliant. Them on. Super, super funny. We had a really, really good time having them on the show. If you would like to come down to a Flatshare Slamdown, there'll be another one, I believe, the day after Clarkie's birthday, June the 7th.
We'll be just as croaky.
Just as croaky, yes.
And if you enjoy the podcast, please keep supporting us whichever way you can. You could recommend it to people. You could tweet about it.
For poor Tom, please.
If you join the Patreon, you could send us some money so we could buy some Strepsils.
I think you'll be on Strepsils. I think it's tracheotomy for you, mate.
Sweet release. The sweet release. But most of all, enjoy this episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my sweet baby boy?
You are a sweet baby boy.
I'm a sweet little boy, a sweet baby boy. Make me a toy tonight.
Are you going to get dressed today, Matthew?
Yeah, no. I'm very happy in this flannel, if you don't mind. So, listen, one of you two has got to do the classic household chore of jet washing the patio.
Well, listen up, it's not going to be Ben.
No?
That's fair enough, actually. It's not going to be me. The thing is, Crosby, I hate the patio since you bought that bloody patio heater.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just stopped me going out there. Absolutely hated it every single time. But I will say, after a little while, I did warm to it.
Clarky!
Well. Wow.
I tell you what.
Wow.
It was a long way, but it was a warm sandwich. Harry, what about you, mate?
Oh, it's not going to be me.
No, of course not.
I've got a terrible family history with patios. My granddad died because of his love of patios. He adored patios, my granddad. Whenever we visited a building, the first thing he'd do was go outside and check the patio. It was his tradition. All the while, he'd go and look for the patio. Anyway, it was the start of a family holiday. We got to the building. He went out to do it and got crushed by a plane. It was a runway. We were at Luton Airport, and it wasn't a patio.
It was the runway.
It was the runway.
It was the runway.
And he was crushed by a plane. Terrible it was.
That's the way most planes kill people, isn't it?
Yes, right.
They crush them.
Yes.
He was crushed to death by a plane. Oh, my God.
Checking out the patio.
Tom, that's such a sad story. I think there's only one way we're going to have to solve your grief.
Can we dedicate today's episode,
RIP.
Yeah.
To poor old Tom.
He thought it was a patio.
He thought it was a patio.
Out he went.
He knelt down to kiss it like the Pope.
He went out to kiss it like he always does.
And a 747 ran him over.
He was shouting back to us, "The biggest patio I've ever seen."
Well, he died doing something he loved. I'll say that much about him. Well, listen, Tom, there's only one way, and Ben, of course, there's only one way to settle this.
A moment's silence. A moment's silence from Clark.
I think so, yeah. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slamdown! Oh,
of Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, I work all night on a drink of rum. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Washing me slabs till the morning come. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Patio, patio. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Patio, patio. Daylight come and me wanna go home. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the reason my paving is so crazy.
Can you just check if that's okay?
I think that's fine, yeah.
I wasn't going to check with you.
So, Keith, your thoughts? Your thoughts on a white Harry Belafonte tribute act?
You did quite well.
Thank you so much. You know what? Oof. 2.5 stars and I'll take it. I'm the host of Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the reason my paving is so crazy. It's Thomas Parry and Benedict Clark. Now, you can't wash the patio solo. Who have you brought to help you hose down the concrete this week, Tom?
Well, listen, the jamboree's in danger.
Yep.
Yes, we're all over the shop. Dear. We don't actually know what a jamboree is.
Oh, God.
And we open in 3 hours.
The clock is a ticking.
So I decided to set up a HR department. I don't know what they are either. It's Sakisa, everybody.
Sakisa's here.
Hello, Sakisa.
Hello.
Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me in your lovely flat share.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, what's your flat share situation? What's your situation at home?
I currently live in a flat share in South London with two people that just constantly walk into my room and into the bathroom when I'm in it.
Whoa, not cool, man.
And what? Those two people are my parents. Sexy. However, I will say I bought the flat 5 years ago, so my parents live with me.
You're the landlord.
Yeah, so rent day's a bitch for them. all those times they made me do homework. Yeah, I paid off my mortgage and my parents are still fucking there. Moved back home for fuck's sake.
Do you set harsh rules for them?
Yeah. Don't walk into my room and they still fucking do it. I hate my parents. No.
They're never going to hear this. It's fine.
No, they don't listen to anything I do.
And do they have a curfew? Do you make like those kind of rules? Do you say they've got to be in at a certain time?
Yeah, they have to be in by 9 p.m. Yeah. They have to be in by 9 p.m. I normally stroll in at 1 a.m. That's because I'm the landlord. But as long as they're in and there's dinner made and the house is clean.
That's going to be some cold dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in the microwave, babe. Put it in the microwave. It's sexy, isn't it? as long as that's done and the house is clean and there's no pets, no kids.
No more kids. No,
well, not for me. my parents are really desperate for me to have kids. It's not happening. So there's no kids, no pets, and everything's fine. So that's the rules. Yeah.
And right. What are their names? You happy giving out their names? You can give them a shout out on the pod.
Their name is Merlin and Glenn, which is very weird because my name is Sakisa.
Would you have been happy with Glenisa? Would that be that? Was that you were hoping for?
I would have been, actually. It would have been better.
Well, tonight, you will be. So, yeah. Clarky, who have you brought with you this week?
I brought my dad. It's Alfie Brown.
Alfie Brown is here.
You Hello, everyone. What a pleasure to be here. Wowzers balls, okay?
You must be so proud of your son.
Well...
But no,
it's uncanny.
It's good.
In all seriousness, though, you are a father.
Oh,
and
true.
you're a very recent father. Again.
Well, yeah, yes. 6 days ago, my partner, as we mentioned, 94 years old,
a miracle,
delivered our fourth. Bastard. And he's doing very well.
And how are you doing?
I'm quite tired. but I don't think really that should get any sympathy from you or any of the people assembled in the room, because of course I was in on it. It was part of my choice. Well, not my choice. I wouldn't go that far. But I certainly acquiesced to the resident dictator in the family that some cum was certainly required to fertilise her.
What a way to give Clarky the birds and the bees to him. He's making notes.
No,
it's
I'm
good to finally hear it.
Though. I'm glad of you, my eldest son. But as for the other 98 people in the house, no, it's really nice. He's a good kid. He's smaller than the others. Yeah. Which I think was, his preordained fate, given that we live in a small flat, and it's almost like his biology knew, well, there isn't going to be room in the flat for me to be a 9-pound baby.
Right.
I'll be a 5-pound baby.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah,
quite
very
cheap,
small.
Actually.
Come on. Come on.
Rest in peace, Grandad.
No, she's. They're all wonderful. I'm really glad.
Can I ask?
Can I? Sakisa's got a question.
I was going to ask. Do you want any more kids?
No. Okay. Thank you so much, though, for asking. Very kind of you to offer, but I'm fine.
I didn't think I was offering.
You'd make Glenn very happy. Anyway.
I was just thinking because I've decided I don't want any more parents. So.
Not even a really small one.
No.
Come on. They're tiny little parents.
I might have another one called Glenn.
I was going to ask about names because by the time you get to the fourth, are you on like your fourth choice name for the first one? Is it are you down to the lesser good names?
Not for me, but I think given the fact that it's the fourth child, and I think that by two, I was thinking, well, that's too many. Yeah. and I think my partner, Jessie, acknowledges that. She was willing to let me name our fourth child Becca after Alison Becker, the Liverpool goalkeeper and the greatest goalkeeper of all time and certainly our generation.
Oh, you had two names to choose from there as well.
And ESPN Brazil. Yeah, but it was... Yeah, if Alison for a girl, Becca for a boy. Sorry to be gender normative, but fuck off. And
wow, it's not that kind of podcast, mate.
Sorry. I apologise for that. I don't want to be the grit in your oyster.
Crosby, do your song again.
Listen, let the record show that I sang that song in my own voice after zero deliberation.
That felt like a choice. That was a good choice.
The right choice. Not choice. The only way to perform the Banana Boat song. Listen.
I am not on trials.
It's great.
To dig in
a big old hole. Listen. It should be the old podcast to get me cancelled, not the new ones. Anyway, Alfie, you were talking about not wanting any more kids. Keep talking about that. No, sorry, Becca.
Yes, and actually, Alison Becker, the Liverpool goalkeeper, messaged us on Instagram saying, love the name. It was one of the most exceptionally exciting moments of my life. No joke, but I'd like to share it with you, the podcast audience and indeed listener at home.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
Or wherever you are.
Hopefully he's listening.
Alison Becker, yeah, I think so. Big game tomorrow.
He's in my fantasy football league team, so keep it up.
That's nice. That's nice. Okay.
I wish a plane would land on me right now.
So we've met our guests in this patio-themed round, but who is going to be Alan Titchmarsh and who's going to be Trevor Jordash from Brookside? Let's find out as we play round one.
It is the Brookside reference.
The patio. The patio. Pa-patio. Not gonna show you where I like to barbecue or where I try to tan in summer for an hour or two. I'm not gonna show you the spin bike I never use. I don't want you to know what garden furniture I choose. No. You're indisposed, but my terrace is closed. No. decking. It's my decking.
That was very good, actually.
Well, I tell you what, for 70% of that, the audience hated it. And then really got on board at the end, which was a real relief.
Which is why I should have sung the Banana Boat song for longer. I think we can all agree on that, right?
No.
So here we go. Sea shanties. Sea shanties were the hottest craze of mid-January 2021. So 18 months later, Pappies are hopping aboard with a game we're calling Patty Yo-Ho-Ho. Yes, it's only taken us 18 months, but we're finally setting sail on the good ship Zeitgeist. Speaking of which, I've got a quick ad read here, just very quickly, a sponsorship read here.
Oh, yeah.
Our new range of fidget spinners are finally here.
Yes.
Use the discount code Upper Gangnam Style to get 25% off. Just visit geocities.com/pappies/merch.html today. So, how do we play Patty Yo Ho Ho? I'll tell you, it's simple. I'm going to ask each player to sing about something you'd find in a garden without saying what that thing is, to the tune of a popular sea-based song. Their teammate has to guess what they're singing about. 1 point for a correct guess and up to 10 points for putting a smile on this old sea dog's face with your performance. So, Clarky, we'll start with you. There you go. So, you're going to be singing the one that's...
Will he be singing in his own voice?
Is adopting a pirate voice cultural appropriation in 2022? Clarky,
yeah.
It's Steeler's choice.
Thank you, sir.
You'll be singing the one that started it all. It's the Weller Man. Okay. Alfie.
Paul
what?
Weller?
Yeah, it's the Weller Man, yeah. He's singing Wild Wild Woods, yeah. He's singing the Weller Man. It was good for us, wasn't it, Parry? We enjoyed that. Sometimes we enjoy stuff.
Guys, up your game. That was really good stuff.
Yeah. Why weren't you just born like 5 years earlier? Or 15 in some people's cases. Okay, the Weller Man. Alfie, what is Clarky singing about? You've got a little bit of an intro on this, Clarky, but you'll know when to come in, I think.
Well, it's like a little wooden house at the end of the garden, and it's little nice. It is full of old bikes and lots of tools I don't use. Ha! Oh, it's a little old house with set sail in it. One time it was used as a work of art once. Yes, if you turn it upside down, you could sail the sea and it won't make you frown. And yes, you can. But I don't have one because I live in a flat. Oh, yes, it's a lovely house, a wooden house, used for mice. Oh, it's a lovely house, and that's where I keep my trowel.
Oh, my God, I loved it. Oh, my God, I love that. You know,
some really interesting choices in there.
Yeah. It's my favourite being, it's a little nice.
It's a little nice.
And I tell you what, before Alfie guesses, I'll say, Clarky, that song, it was more than a little nice.
It was more than a little nice.
It was a lot nice. I'm giving you 9 points out of 10 for that song. I enjoyed it a lot.
Wow.
Alfie... What wooden house can you turn upside down and set sail on the seas? Any idea what Clarky was singing about?
This particular place often comes with the preface garden, garden shed. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because garden shed suggests that you might have a shed elsewhere, like a library shed, or a pantry shed, or a bread bin. So I just thought that was an interesting thing that I thought of whilst I was hearing that very evocative and moving piece.
Thank you.
So it's okay, son.
Pantry shed's a great nickname for the bread bin.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm having chanced upon it in this. The podcast wasn't for nothing.
We needed that. We needed to hear from
you. You're going to do your pantry shed material at the first date of Melbourne. Yeah. Probably not the second date, I'll say, but certainly the first date of Melbourne. And you'll know, yeah. So I think I'm going to give you a point and a half because not only did he get shed, he also gave us a wonderful whimsical observation about it. A point and a half there, so that's 10.5 points.
Yeah!
Very strong first showing.
Crosby's handing out points for whimsy, everyone.
Handing it, yeah.
Won it already.
Stick around. Sakisa. Now, you're going to be giving us what shall we do with the drunken sailor? But the bigger question, Tom, is what is Sakisa singing about. Okay, so Geezer, you've got what you're singing about there.
Yeah. Mm. Intro goes round twice.
The intro goes round twice. Oh. Okay, just so you know. So watch DJ Gwynn there for
so
the.
So you're going to cue me in, DJ.
DJ got Gwynn for the changes.
DJ yeah. Gwynn looks. He wouldn't look out of place aboard a ship, would he?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like he's got scurvy. It's fine. Get the man an orange. Get some sunlight in your lad.
Off we go.
What do we do with these big fat cakes? What do we do with the big fat cats? What do we do with big fat cats? Screaming all night long. They're having a lot of sex in the night. Having a lot of sex in the night. Having a lot of sex in the night.
Keep talking.
Oh my God, it's screechy. I need to go to sleep right now. But this big fat cat is really orange and just outside. Screeching. What are they doing to each other? Oh my God, that sound. Ah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God.
I made it a bit more sexual than it needed to be. Yeah.
We've got to ask the question. Are you a bit turned on by those guys? Be honest. It's a safe space here.
It's like ASMR.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. Okay. I'm gonna give you... I mean, it was very sexy. It was almost too sexy, but I'm going to give you 8 out of 10 points for that. Very strong
eight
showing.
8 out of 10 cats.
8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 big, sexy orange cats, yeah. But Tom, what was Sakisa singing about?
Well, I've written down cat jizz.
Okay, is that your final answer? Or would you like to lock that in?
So it's something that's in the garden.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Do you know what I'm saying, right?
Everyone fucking knows what it is. Okay, listen.
Come on.
No helping
it,
all right?
Be,
even
can't...
if chatting come on is helping, yeah. It's a
I
big
mean, the fact that I was like this screeching.
Big screechy even... orange cat in the garden that has a lot of sex.
With a big bushy tail.
That was not in the song. And you know it.
Yeah, I didn't mention that.
Garfield. It's
I'll throw it over to
the
other team. The other team?
We're going to go for foxes.
It's
fucking.
Foxes. It's foxes, of course.
There's so much talk of cats.
A fox.
Catnip.
Catnip.
No, it's just foxes. The answer was foxes. Foxes is the answer.
Were you talking about cats at one point?
I said this big fat cat.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just picturing a cat.
You know, but you know a fox isn't a cat, right?
Yeah, but in the game,
know,
you can't mention what it is.
Like a cat. It looks a bit like a cat, right?
I mean,
thank you.
A fox looks a bit like a cat.
It's halfway between a cat and a dog, so yeah, it looks a bit like a
cat. Is that how foxes are made?
That's
yeah.
It's like a garden liger.
Yeah. An angry cat, an angry cat met an angry dog, and they got together, and they were like, we're just going to fuck up the rest of London. Yeah.
Yes.
That is a point, of course, a point it's to fun. Alfie and Ben. Well, not a point to Ben, a point to Alfie. And 8 points there. So,
are we in teams, or are we in...
You guys are a team,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Fine, I forgive you.
I should almost deduct a point for catnip, but luckily he didn't say it till after I'd given the point. Who is up next? Alfie, it's your turn now. Alfie, you're up next.
Oh, my God.
Your tune is Blow the Man Down. Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess what Alfie is singing about?
Almost certainly not.
Okay, it's not. I'll give you a clue. It's not catnip.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. She's still...
I go to the outside and go, oh, yum, I'll eat up some grass. I go down the end and I come back again. Oh, yum, I'll eat up some grass. I'm very tired and bored and I'm old. Oh, yum, I'll eat up some grass. I go down to empty the sack out in the bin. Oh, yum, I'll eat up some grass. How much can you say about what this is? Oh, yum,
eat up some grass. I think that I've lost my foot under the blade. Oh, yum, eat up some grass. Oh, Jesus, I'm losing blood. Oh, yum, eat up some grass. I'm feeling woozy. Oh, Jesus, oh, God. Oh, yum, eat up some grass.
Oh, yes. Well,
is it Garfield?
If he wants to produce a furball, he always eats up some grass. Okay, I've had too much lasagna. Better eat some grass. Oh, this, I normally hate Mondays, but this is even worse than usual. Okay, it's not Garfield, and please don't try to steal. Clarky, we'll ask you in a second what you think it is. A bit of time to cogitate on that. But because that was our first sing-along, and I think the audience loved it, I'm going to give you a full 10 out of 10 points for that.
Yes! Thank you so much. This means so much. It really does. Thank you.
Even though I've got, I'd love to hear what the first line was again. It was like, I'll go down and I'll go. But you pulled it back with the sing along. It was great.
I missed the moment.
No. The moment was right there, man. You grabbed it with both hands.
Thank you so much, Jesus.
Clarky, what was Alfie singing about?
Well, very much the machine cat of the garden, and a lawn meower.
It was a lawn meower
at all.
Finally, Tom.
The most reluctant round of applause I've ever heard.
Oh God!
Oh, yeah. Let's move the round along, shall we?
Hang on, are you not going to by the point for the guessing the thing?
Of course, 1 point for guessing the thing correctly. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't want to.
Oh, eat up some grass. Oh.
It's a hit.
It's an earworm.
So, Harry, you are going to be singing Barnacle Bill, a.k.a. the Blue Peter theme tune.
Oh, that's the quickest of
them. It's the fastest
things.
Of them all, yeah. But you're a fast guy, all right? Back yourself, mate.
Imagine your Tupac.
Is that okay?
Am I singing in my own voice?
Eminem.
Okay. So, Sakisa, what is Tom singing about? Now, you've got a little bit of a run in here, of course. You've got the did a little, so you've got a bit of time to.
Oh, you don't sing that bit?
I wouldn't, otherwise you'll cough up your liver.
Okay.
So, you've got a bit of a run in. And, Sakisa, okay. What is Tom singing about to the tune of Barnacle Bill, a.k.a. the Blue Peter theme tune? Here we go.
A banger, innit? Oh, some seeds are here and a little bit of corn. This one's only small, it has only just been born. It came out of an egg and it flew into the sky. Now it sat down here and we know why. It'll peck, peck, peck till you feck, feck, feck. Then it get its wings and off to the swings. Have a nice time and run around a bit. Drink some wine and look at the things. There's a tit and it's over there and a little bit and I don't care. Chewing on the cereal and looking at the grass, but eating all the seeds cause that is a laugh. Open. I can't tell you. Okay. I am going to tell you. Tweet, 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 with the mix, mix, mix. Sit on a perch and have a good lunch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'll tell you what. That wasn't Blue Peter. That was Red Top.
I forgot to say bonus points if you don't breathe. So you get an extra bonus point there. I forgot to mention that earlier on, but yeah. So I'm going to give you 11 out of 10 for that song. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Where was the sing-along, guys?
A peck, 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 people.
Come
which
on,
the
peck, peck, peck.
We've got to get in there for the peck, peck, peck.
Right, so I genuinely had to check my own script to work out what you were singing about. So, Sakisa, if you get this, you know, huge kudos to you. But have you got any idea what Tom was singing about?
I initially thought it was a chicken. But I don't think it was after there was a fly in the sky.
Okay.
So then
strong instinct there.
Yeah, thanks. I know my chickens well. I eat them quite a lot. So then I decided it was just a bird. But is it a Pacific bird? Is it a tit?
It is not. It's not a tit.
Wait, is it a bird?
It's to do with birds, actually. It's to do with birds. I'm Tom, Give us your final
line.
I'll
do it again.
No, no.
I would like him to do it again.
Yeah, go on, Tom. Do it again. Here we go. Yeah, let's do it. Tom's going to do it again. Let's go.
Oh, some seeds are here, and some little grain too. This one's only been born, so what you gonna do? It flies out of the sky, it goes flap, 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 and it sits down here, and it eats in its lap. It goes over there, and it goes over here, and it sits right down, and it drinks a beer. It says, ooh, ooh, this is lovely for lunch, and I am a tit, and I'll give you a punch.
Yeah!
Same answer.
I just think if we were to hear it one more time.
Yeah. I feel he's got one more in him. I think, yeah. Producer Gwyn.
I just couldn't get
one more. We couldn't quite latch onto it. Yeah. Just one more. One more rendition. He's got it.
Some grain is here and some cereal too, and little sultana, so what you gonna do? You're gonna flap out the sky because you're only young. Yes, you were born out of an egg and it's time for lunch. Peck, peck, peck of the nuts, nuts, nuts. Eat them up and then fly for my lunch, because I am a tit and I live over there, and I'll fly all day unless I'm scared.
Yay!
Yes!
Come on.
Okay.
You've had...
So it's...
I feel so much pressure on me right now.
So it's this kind of podcast then. Right. Okay.
Chiquita, any more clues now that you've had the song three times? Now you've had the hat trick. How are you feeling?
Oh, so scared. I think...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, that's one more than Tom's doing.
There's no wrong answers. Don't worry. There's no wrong answers.
It's a bird, obviously.
It's to do with birds.
Is it the bird hut?
Is it the bird? What, like the pizza hut?
The bird?
Chicken cottage? Are you just hungry?
Just another type of shed, isn't it? Everything's a shed.
Am I close?
I mean...
Is it the bird home? It's
not the bird hole, though. I'm going to throw it over to the other team.
Oh,
any
wait,
ideas?
Is it...
Wait. Go on, one final go. On. What do you?
That's what I wanted to say. I just didn't know the word. Thank you. I think.
Yes.
We'll edit that.
Edit all that bit out. Yeah, where Alfie Peach passed a piece of
the
paper.
Last 10 minutes.
It's it's hanging from a sky, like from a ceiling or from, whatever. It's hanging off something.
Never the ceiling. Never the ceiling.
Famously,
I've seen
no ceilings in a garden.
Yeah.
Nature scene.
Don't go to gardens. I live in South London. And birds will come and eat food.
Yes.
Yeah, which is what I thought it was. I want to call it the bird home, but it's not the bird home. Bird feeder.
The bird feeder is correct. Yes.
Thanks.
I was convinced it was Garfield.
Could have been Garfield as well.
There's lasagna.
So producer Gwyn, to the tune of a sea shanty of your choosing.
Looks so right for it.
What are the scores? Here we go. You can't hear it too many times.
Here we go, boy.
Tom and Takisa have 20, and Ben and Alfie have 22 and a half.
Oh! So... Ben
when,
and
when we get on telly, we get on telly, Gwyn up in the crow's nest.
And we'll finish
first
around and
Gwyn.
Go, Gwyn, and then it'll cut to Gwyn and it'll be like, give the scores.
Next on CBBC. So Ben and Alfie are the winners of that round. Congratulations, they're in the lead. Hey, but they don't get a patty on the back just yet. There's still everything to play for. We return for part two. See you after the break. Woo!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to this patio-themed episode of Flatshare Slamdown! Thanks to everybody who bought merch during the break. I'm afraid we've now entirely sold out of our global hypercolor leg warmers, but we still have a few slap bracelets with a picture of Cat Bin Lady on them. So they're up for grabs after the show. Before the break, Alfie and Ben were in the lead. That hasn't changed, but it might.
Oh.
After a round, I know.
We had a good interval.
Yeah, it was a really good interval.
I think we had a solid, good interval. I think we deserve more points in that interval.
A couple.
You know what? I'm going to give. You know what? You had such a strong interval. Yeah. I'm going to deduct 4 points. No, I'm not. No, but listen, there's plenty of points to be won in this next round. Round two, it's flat games.
Yay! Let's play together. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold. 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 Gold.
Put us in an arena.
Gold.
Oh,
wow.
Put us in an arena.
Gold. Gold.
You don't get that at Shag Married Annoyed, do you?
Wow.
I mean, it's
they're like good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
And that's just them backstage counting it.
Hey.
So, this week we're playing our version of Monopoly, which we're calling Monopoletting Agents.
Pardon? I'm going to need that three times.
You heard, mate. You heard. I'm going to give each player a series of famous locations. They have to sell that location to their teammate without naming it. The teammate has to guess the location. So, for example, if I were to say, well, it's quite a big, roomy property, you know, good security, owned by a little old lady. Unfortunately, she's having to sell it off to pay the legal fees for her son's nonsense trial. I'd, of course, be talking about Clarkie's mum's house.
Brap,
brap, brap, brap. 1 point for every correct answer, plus bonus points for truly embodying. I don't think a brap, brap, brap has ever got less.
Can you just do it again for me, please?
Brap, brap, brap.
As someone from South London, you're not doing it well.
How dare you? I'm from Bromley.
He is doing it in his own voice, though.
So, 1 point for every correct answer, plus bonus points for truly embodying your estate agent character. Basically, it's bonus points for the biggest wanker. Each player gets
in
one.
In my dark times, I have fancied myself as an estate agent.
In your dark times, you fancied yourself, haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Sure. I applied.
Like when you think, like when the pando happened and everyone was like, "What are we gonna do?" Estate agent's there for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking across the panel. I'm thinking we could all do that job really well.
Well, Tom, let's prove it. You're up first. I have got five properties for you here. So, Keisa, you are guessing. You've got a minute on the clock, Tom. Your time starts now.
Oh, this is, it's a beautiful property. Obviously, the outside, it's been painted. It's not black, you could say that much. It's quite the opposite of that. And this beautiful feature, obviously where you do
Biden.
Your work from home. Yes, it's not square, this room. It's beautifully not square. Where you do your work from home. You know, you're working here. It's not square, it's an odd shape. It's like an off circle, I'd call it. An off circle. It's like a bad circle, you know? A good circle, how you look at it.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's got a big desk.
The White House.
Yeah, well, look, the White House obviously is a lovely complex that you'd be living in if you purchased this little, where you'd work from home, within the White House. The big desk. I'm going to play.
The Oval.
Yeah, the Oval. Well, you're working from home in this
office.
Yeah, baby.
And that's your time. So,
oh! No.
So, can we top the points up for that one?
I just thought they went in the place.
The thing is, when I was listening to that, I was like, the Pentagon?
Well, it was a strong showing from Tom. I'll say that much.
Hey, you're only as good as your teammate.
Okay, it was a weak showing from Tom. Next up, it's Alfie. Alfie, you're up next. Here are your five locations. You have 1 minute on the clock, and your time starts now.
Ooh, this is where the...
Camping up, are we?
This is where I might go to school if I wanted to practice the art of wizardry as a child.
Oh, Hogwarts.
Indeed. This is where I might be if I was in a big palace.
He's just describing it.
I think he is, yeah. You're selling it like an estate agent, remember?
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds left.
It's an opulating agent, guy.
Yeah.
You know how to play.
I just completely, I got overcome with competitive spirit. Can you believe that? Jesus, sorry about that.
That's why you'd make a good estate agent.
Well, yeah, that's exactly why. But yeah, well, that's just points. So, of course, as you can see, this is a big black door that I come and make haughty remarks in front of if ever I'm in a spot of trouble. There's a little cat that I that wanders around the place.
Garfield. Head down his feet.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Garfield's house.
It's the place you want to play.
Your time. That's your time. Is this
okay.
Is this game too hard? Is this game too difficult? Is that what we've established?
It's difficult for a minute, right? For a minute.
A minute is quite a short amount of time, but also I did make a dildo of myself. I do apologise.
Hey, listen, no. Listen.
Minus points.
I mean, fucking passed you the answer earlier. Did you hear that, listener? Yeah?
We'll edit that out.
Very rare. Honestly, it's rare that guests leave notes for the editor. Cut that bit out, yeah. There's a better edit on this. Right. We're going to move on now to, I think, Sakisa is next. Now, Sakisa, Beautiful. You've got a minute, okay? You've got your five properties there. Tom, you were guessing. Now, remember, you are selling these as if you're an estate agent.
Yeah,
I'm buying that.
Okay, your minute starts now.
You'll see in this lovely European city here,
oh, yes,
where the building is leaning to the right.
Oh, leaning Terra Pisa.
Thank you. This next building you may see, it is glorious. And many footballers have played here. You have lots of seating
Wembley
here.
Wembley Stadium.
Thank you.
Oh, take it.
This one is so sexy. You may want to have a coffee here in New York City.
Costa.
Very
famous.
Very famous in the 90s.
Friends Cafe.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Friends Cafe.
It's in the middle.
The Central Park. Park. Central Park.
This one. This one is very glorious. It's got very sea arc kind of glorious down under.
Atlantis.
I'll take it. It looks like a bit like a shell, like a massive shell. You may want to live in it if you were.
I'll buy it.
If you were Little Mermaid, but down under.
That's your time, guys. Oh. That is your time. Oh.
That
it was of course it was of course the Sydney Opera House, but that was fantastic. Fantastic show for Sakisa. Yeah.
That's why I said down under.
You were thinking, of course, down under the sea.
That is how we play. Sakisa should have gone first.
Very, very
showed
strong.
Us how to play.
How did you get there?
Three.
There we go.
I feel like that might be a big score in this.
That's
game.
A big score, yeah. Clarkey, there are your five.
Thank you, sir.
Alfie, you are guessing. Clarkey, your minutes. Begins now.
Oh, mate, I am so hungover, by the way. Fucking smashed on the weekend.
That's your minute.
Absolutely banged a load of Mandy. Like, it was fucking... fucking unbelievable. So, excuse me. Yeah.
Foxton's.
Yeah. There you go. So, like, love this. Great outdoor space. Big, lots of stone...
Stonehenge.
But if, lovely and pointy, you know? You know what I mean, mate? Everything going up to a point at the top took an age to make.
Pyramids.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll love this. way out of the way. Now, you can still commute, right? Honestly, it's not that far, but you are technically in outer space.
So, the moon!
No, but
that's your time. Alfie, any idea, Alfie, what he was... What property in outer space...
The Death Star or the Moon?
It was the International Space Station, of course. It was the International Space Station.
Okay, sorry about that. Judgmental eyes from our friend down in the front row. Jesus. That's not been my strongest game, but I'm hoping to make a huge comeback.
Do you know what? How would you feel about doing it once round again? I feel like we got into our stride. Around, well, I think it's a case. It's a
I mean,
case
I'm going to make the case that the Oval Office is a room in the building.
That,
which is
tough. That was a bad. It was a bad start. Okay,
it's a bad start.
So the fault's mine.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, that's minus 5 points for that. But let's play the round again. Tom, you've got a minute. You've still got the rest of yours. You've got four more to do.
Great.
Your time starts now.
This is very roomy. So roomy. No ceiling. You can just see the sky. But look at those stone walls. I shouldn't have said stone. It's got such a lovely Henge feel to it.
Any ideas?
Henge, yeah, Henge.
Great. Now listen, make an offer on this place. Honestly, you'd be robbing it from me. Because... Yes, sure, it's underground. Sure, there's no natural light, but look where you can put your weapons. Oh, it's...
A bunker.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, but more fun than a bunker somehow, you know? Look, do you like to... answer me this.
Not a Nazi's bunker. Hitler's bunker.
Not the Nazi's bunker,
how to make a bunker more fun? Add Nazis. I know what you're saying.
The underground?
Listen, do you like hanging upside down?
Oh, yeah. The Batcave.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Now, talk to me about your gills. Have you got any? Well, listen, you're not going to... You're going to need gills.
That's your time. That's your time.
What the last one?
Atlantis.
It was Atlantis. Atlantis. Of course it was. Of course it was. Who was next? I think it was Alfie. Alfie, yeah. Okay. Alfie, your minute begins now.
This place is like if you want to have like a burger and you're like a famous like see wonderful if you're like a famous singer and like and
honestly,
you want to have
are
a
you
burger.
Speaking English right now?
And like it's just see great like because that was the last like earn I had like we're anticipating a quick sale because like our last earner just died like on the toilet.
Elvis Presley.
June Brown's house.
Neverland.
Neverland.
Yeah, it's actually like a little bit
wrong.
Like
wrong.
Not Nazi like bunker. Neverland. It's like, you know, anyway, if you're not interested in that, you like maybe like this white like place and like Angel, say smart Charles amazing. And like it's so cool to be in like Angel, like to be like amazing like
that's this, your time.
Yeah, points please.
Points. You know what? I've got to give points for performance.
You've
got to
give points.
I think in terms of embodying the character, I mean that was indecipherable.
Yeah.
But
got the gist of the game.
Yeah, yeah. We finally got the game. Definitely 3 points there to Alfie for that, and however many Clarky, it's Gracelands.
Gracelands,
of course it is. Of course
Memphis, Tennessee.
You're going to Grace, yes.
No points.
Don't get no
bonus. Points for that, mate.
No bonus points for telling us where it is.
Memphis, Tennessee, actually.
Yeah.
You saw a glimpse of Clarky losing an argument mode there. It comes out after a few pints.
I'll bombard you with facts.
Memphis, Tennessee, so... Yeah, but...
It's just the next line in the song. That's
well, of course, it's, we know, it.
Yeah, we know, Ben, we know.
Okay. Just... Mate, just calm down, all right? Okay. Seriously, someone just take a chill pill, all right?
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Don't kick off, okay? So, Kisa, it's your turn.
It's a shame you had to.
I think you did pretty well. You might only have two to do in this minute, so your minute begins.
We revealed one accidentally because we didn't know we were going to do this round again.
But, well, listen, still up. You can still play it if you want to.
I will.
Okay.
There's performance points.
Your time has started.
So, I feel like if you are embracing yourself...
Okay, this is worse. This is worse than how I started the show. We can all agree on that.
And you would like to go down under, that maybe that you might find this this shell-like...
Oh, built, you're doing that one, right?
The Sydney Opera House.
Thank you. Yes. Now, if you are maybe like famous, or maybe you are royal, you may want to have a wedding at this gorgeous venue.
Chris Ramsey's house.
I mean, I know the name in the middle.
Westminster Abbey. I'll buy it.
No, it is not a castle, but it is very much like glorious. Look at the building, the ceiling. It is
Buckingham Palace.
No, It is very not
the Sistine Chapel. My God.
It is not Italian, but it is based in the nice depths of London.
Bella Italia. I'll take it.
It has got a male name in it, but
so Keita, that is your time.
Pizza Palace. Do you do Italians?
By the way,
nice depths of London.
My favourite clue. It's not Italian, but it is based in the nice depths of London. It was St Paul's Cathedral. Of course it was St Paul's Cathedral.
The lovely Italian St Paul. St Paul's Cathedral.
St Paul's Cathedral. Hey. Clarky, if you've recovered from your Mandy
Matthew,
hole.
Matthew, any performance points for Sakisa?
Absolutely not.
Awkward, now you ask me.
What?
Come on, mate, use your common sense.
Don't make me climb that rig in.
Gwyn, do you want to give her a few? Is that Gwyn's giving you...
I think you liked it, didn't you?
Gwyn, have you got any bonus points for Sakisa for that round?
Gwyn, mate.
Yeah, go on, have three.
Have 3 points, there you go.
Yes!
Brap! Yeah! Okay, Clarky, your minute begins now.
Mate, have you ever done ket? I swear to God, man, like, I fucking saw my own death. Anyway, it's a great place. Lots of transport links, lots of ambulances going there. It's actually on the telly, mate, you'll fucking love it.
Carry on.
So it's lots of ambulances go to it. It's on the telly. There's actually a famous
casualty
TV show. The other one,
Colby City.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
The one that's a place, mate.
The one that just got shut down at by Christmas. BBC.
At Christmas, go here with your kids. They'll love it. It's full of toys. It can be yours for a low, low price of a few million.
Okay, Hamleys or F.E.O. Schwartz?
Oh, you're probably right there, actually. I was thinking of a different play.
Okay. That's your time. It was...
Whoa, baby! Can I just check? Is it Hamleys, Memphis, Tennessee?
It was Harrods. It's Christmas, take your kids to Harrods. How much?
Fair enough.
Tell you don't have kids.
Fair enough.
So,
my kids there.
Producer Gwyn, with your slap happy attitude to bonus points. Any points for Clarky after that?
Nah.
What are the points looking like at the end of that round?
At the end of that round, Thomas and Keisa have 29, but Ben and Alfie stood in the lead with 30 and a half.
Oh,
We're getting them.
I'm amazed it's that close.
I know.
We do not let this slip.
You're going to shout Sparta there for a second. So from a shady profession to a noble one, it's time to enter the unruly... Sorry, no, that's not right. Anyway, it's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef.
Beef.
If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from a sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers. Yes, it is indeed. Where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Jenna, who writes, my flat has a spare bedroom that my flatmates, including my husband, use as an animal room.
Cool. Cool, right?
Yeah. We rescue lizards, snakes, frogs, and other non-furry animals.
What?
These, so many questions.
There's questions already.
You'll get a chance, don't worry. These animals eat bugs.
The issue is that my flatmates aren't good at keeping the animal room door closed, and crickets, locusts, and other bugs end up in my bed.
That's what you're worried about.
Yeah, there's fucking snakes in there.
Is that Samuel Jackson?
I did it in my own voice.
You better get these motherfucking bugs out of this motherfucking room.
It would have been a different film with a Brummie accent, wouldn't it? There's snakes on the plane.
Come on, come on, Arthur. We need to get these snakes out of this plane. All right.
Jenna ends by saying, I don't like bugs. So, Jenna, you're here in the audience, aren't you?
Right here.
And Jenna, is your husband here as well?
He's sitting next to me.
Sitting right next to you. Okay, so...
Still got it. The magic's still there, eh? Two seats next to each other, please.
What the hell?
So, Ben and Alfie, you are on Jenna's side.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
Of course we are.
You're on Jenna's side. Tom...
Oh, sorry, I thought you said genocide.
I'm not going to lie, mate. So did I.
He did say genocide.
He said genocide.
You're on genocide. Keep it light, mate. Come on.
It's quite not that game kind show. Of podcast.
Quite weird.
It's not that kind of podcast.
I was worried for myself. Yeah. I was like, this is what they brought me into. Genocide.
It's quite weird team names for this series of The Apprentice, isn't it?
It's time for round three. The what about sacrifice?
Yeah.
Growing up, my sister used to call me genitalia, so...
Okay, you're on genitalia's side.
Genitalia.
Okay,
lovely.
So you're on the side of Jenna, as we'll call it. And Jenna, what was your husband's name, please?
Connor.
Hollow.
You're on Connor's side, right. Which... Don't murder him, of course. You're on Connor's side, Tom and Sakisa. Has anyone got any questions for either genitalia or Connor at this stage?
Connortalia, please.
Connortalia, of course. Yeah. The Taylor family. Yes, Sakisa, you can say things out loud into the microphone if you want to. You don't have to put your hand up, but that's okay.
I was being respectful.
You're being incredibly respectful.
But it is an audio medium.
Sakisa has a question. What's your question, please?
How many non-furry animals do you have in this animal room?
Good quiz.
classic quiz.
Well, there's like two frogs, a snake, a lizard, and then there's like a whole bunch of crabs and other insects. Some of them are food and some of them aren't. Oh, there's an axolotl and like a whole bunch of fish and a scorpion, but the scorpion...
Yeah, how big is the room? Good question for the audience here. How big is the fucking room, mate?
So my flatmate did let the scorpion go accidentally, and so he's somewhere.
That was the Baha Men's other song, wasn't it?
No.
Wait, it's somewhere in the flat.
It's not in the enclosure.
I rest my case.
It's like
a bare naked lady sock.
We're pretty sure it's dead by now, but he did let it out. That wasn't me, that was my flatmate.
Oh okay. My god, you've not found it? Oh my god.
It's gonna be the famous story. Jimi Hendrix brought over a parrot that got let through, but Jenna and Connor brought over a crab and a scorpion and they had sex and now we're all dead.
Any other questions for Jenna or Connor?
What have you got against animals with fur?
We have a dog as well.
Oh, for the time being, yeah.
So we have nothing against animals with fur, but we are friends with a local animal rescue, and anytime that they get someone or an animal that isn't necessarily cuddly and not desirable for other people, we rescue that because we have the space for it.
Okay, hang on. So what you're saying is this room of animals, they're a ragtag bunch of...
They're misfits.
For
the wrong side of the track.
They're the raggy dolls. No one wanted them. That's a glorious reference if you're 40 years old, by the way. So they're the people that no one wanted. They've been rejected. You've taken them
technically
in.
Technically not people, but...
Well, Disney would disagree. You've brought them all together. They've formed this kind of unit in this crazy old room, and they're having a lovely time.
Except they're all kept separate in separate tanks, but yeah.
Else they'd eat each other.
Any further questions for either Connor or for Jenna at this stage?
The problem is I've got too many.
Well, ask one of them.
Just to clarify, the problem is
no,
the animals.
No, apparently you don't get a chance to. Sorry, mate.
The problem isn't the animals. The problem's the bugs, right?
No. So the animals are lovely, and I love the animals, but I don't like what they eat.
You don't consider bugs to be animals.
So you want the animals to be vegan?
No, and stop conjecture. Go on.
Yes.
thank you very much, Jenna.
Right?
Someone has to run this court.
Question time now.
I don't like bugs. Like they're soulless. They're heartless. I'm not into bugs. I don't like it when they jump in the direction that I don't expect them to. I don't like crickets. I don't like locusts. I'm not a fan. They can go and live in their own lives and not in my home and not in my bed. The snake never gets in my bed without my consent, so...
I feel. Does anyone else feel like there's going to be a divorce in the
well, after this show?
I mean, the end of your diatribe.
Don't. I mean, listen, don't harangue her, okay?
Just so you know, I'm actually a lawyer. So.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
We said a lot of things to me. So what kind of lawyer are you? An animal lawyer?
Biology
no,
lawyer.
Immigration lawyer.
Oh dear.
Well, she's American.
No. American, right?
Have you brought your papers with
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Most of those animals aren't from here either.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I don't think she's, left. She's left.
She's left.
Right,
yeah. She's left.
She's gone. She's gone. She's run out. Right, hopefully.
How
hopefully.
Many points on the points-based system does these snakes have, actually?
Well, I'll tell you, this round is worth 1 point, so let's just move it on, shall we?
We've got to change that.
Hopefully this is enough.
Gwyn will change that.
Yeah,
he's going to go Gwyn in his crow's nest.
He's whacking a few extra
Gwyn,
points.
Gwyn, change the points, man!
All right, today it's worth 2. Hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I call upon Alfie Brown to begin the case for the prosecution. You have 1 minute.
Wait. Prosecuting...
You are on the side... of Jenna, okay?
Right, great.
Remember, you're on Jenna's side.
Yeah. I do remember. From 20 minutes ago? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, so you're making the case why Connor is wrong, Jenna is right. You have a minute starting now.
I think the arrogance and the species elitism that is on display here is categorically and fundamentally abhorrent and morally unjustifiable. The bugs that have crawled into the... Have I got it wrong?
Yeah, this is great. Keep going.
You're on genocide.
I thought I was saying genocide.
Let him finish.
Stop saying genocide, guys.
You sort of stopped around the 30-second mark. Do you want to carry on or are
was
you happy?
Was I doing the right thing?
I don't know.
Right, you said I was on Jenna's side. I thought she didn't mind the bugs. She was the one who was going, yes, snakes are great, bugs I don't like. She doesn't like bugs.
She doesn't like bugs, that's
right. Right, so what's the fucking... Though she's saying, yeah, keep the snakes, but feed them fucking lettuce. What is going on?
This is your Kevin Keegan moment, right? We've done it. We've done it. We've got it. We've got it in his head. The title race is over,
like,
mate.
So who's pro? Like, somebody's saying no bugs, but yes, snakes. And somebody's saying yes, bugs and snakes. Let's all fuck the bugs. What are you doing? Like, what's going on? Why can't I just have another beer and go home?
I think basically...
The defense.
Do you want me to...
Rest.
Yes. Very strong showing from Alfie Brown there. Yeah. So, Keisa, you've got as much time as you like.
Thank you.
Remember, you're on Connor's side. Your which minute is. Begins. Which is like keeping the door open and letting bugs roam around the house.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
Here we are representing Connor. He is part of an animal rescue team where he has got a whole lot of animals that are non-furry into his household. He has made sure that how they're in a safe, humble, loving household with his lovely wife. But the issue that they have is the bugs. Now, the bugs should not be an issue at this moment in time because the bugs should be acting like a circle of life, if you want to call it that. If anything, the snake should be Simba. The snake should be the petri and the pyramid of the circle of life in the reptile world, okay? Just, wow, you and ya! Mama see, mama! Eat the bugs. That's what should happen in their household. Yeah. And if anything, these animals are actually, you can treat it like Connor and your lovely wife should treat it like they're your children. And it should be a nice way for you to figure out whether you actually want to have children in the future together. If not, then obviously the wonderful wife can migrate back to her original country of America.
Go back to where you came from.
and kill all the bugs that she wants to. However, if she does want a British passport, she can come find me. I've got 5 in my drawer.
Strong. Strong work from Sakisa there. Now, Jenna, Connor, okay. In turn, how do you think it's going so far?
Bad, but on a side note, good. So hit me up.
The reviews are in.
Bad with a slice of good. Yeah. Connor, how are you feeling?
Pretty confident.
Okay. Well, let's find out. You've got Clarkie now starting the case for Jenna. So, Ben.
Hello.
You've got a minute.
Oh.
Should you need it?
Well.
Here we go. Your minute starts now.
Mate. You ever done actually like really banged a load of Charlie like fucking hell? No. Here's the thing, right? The problem is that you've got this lovely house where you know nature is unfolding.
We are drunk, I'm afraid today.
Nature's unfolding, Clarky. You're right, mate.
I think
you're unfolding.
Let me tell you, nature's unfolding and it feels a little nice.
Nature's unravelling then, let's say that. No, nature...
That's unfolding.
Objection.
Sorry.
It's unfolding. Give him his time.
No, here's the thing, right.
Well...
Actually, here's the main thing. You've released a fucking scorpion.
it's a strong case. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Very good.
Let's not cloud what we're talking about here. That's fucking mental. And we're all trying to find like little funny ways of talking about it, but don't release a scorpion. Don't release a scorpion, mate. It's a fucking scorpion. Like, shit.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all you need. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Good, strong case.
Exceptionally well put.
It's the only case, I think.
It's the only case.
But to counter that, Sakisa has made the note. Scorpion King? Question mark.
It's a good point. Let the record show.
Let the record show. Scorpion King.
So, Tom, you've got a minute, of course. Are you going to do it as yourself today?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel, Mr. Fanshawe Standard.
Presiding and providing, your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Yeah, well, I recognize a lot of yous, I can tell, from the queue at the bakery. Get one more person on at the bakery, there's no need for the queue. We busy folk, we got places to go. Poor old Darren there, sweating behind the bakery counter. Get a bit of help, Darren, I know you got 6 sisters. One of them can come and help you out. Get rid of the queue. But anyway, I digress. I digress. Looking at you lovely folk, you jurors here. You've heard a lot of big words over there from them dear lawyers from the county. They come down here, these big city folk, using their big word, scorpion. Sounds kind of French to me. We ain't got no scorpion around here. Sure, we got a devil beetle. Call it like you see it, that's a devil beetle. Ain't no scorpion. La-di-da. Cup of tea for the lawyers from the big city. They came here in a car. My horse tied up outside, you know me and the horse, in the queue for the bakery. Can barely get through the door. Darren, your finest loaf. Not for me, for old June.
What's your horse called?
June. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. What colour colour's your horse?
Beautiful brown stallion. Listening to old Jenna over there with her tales that she likes to tell got me thinking about us round here. We simple folk. We have relationships with them animals. So the rumors go, let me tell you something. It's just bread. That's all it is. The only thing going in my June's mouth is brown bread. Jenna there got to talking about them there bugs like they don't have no feeling. Reminds me of a story just a few years ago in my youth. On the run there, group of local lads trying to throw stones and the whatnot. I run into the hills, find a little cove. I'm sat in that cove, watch a little spider come crawling up, trying to make a web. Struggles to make a web. Makes a really weird web. Web all kinds of shapes. Turns out that spider had had LSD. It was the 60s. Me and that bug, we had a good old talk. Yeah. We learned things about each other. Seen things. Beetle pops in. How you doing? Okay. I had a weird old time in my youth. And yet, I passed the bar. So there's hope for us all. The defense rests, Your Honor. I mean, I...
You still had 35 seconds left, Tom. But fair enough. Now, I can't make the decision myself, as I'm too busy with the multiple orders of Producer Gwyn Beanie Babies we've had through our website. So instead, I call upon our live Phoenix audience to make it for us. So if you think Alfie and Ben, and therefore Jenna, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Okay. A strong faction, it could go either way. But if you think Sakisa and Fanshawe, and therefore Connor, is in the right, please applaud now. Jenna, we tried our best. That door is staying open, I'm afraid. The bugs are left to roam free. How do you feel about the result, Jenna, first of all?
Bad.
Yeah. I would, man. Connor, how are you feeling?
I'll close the door.
Love so prevails.
It all turned out. Yeah, 3 points to both teams. Let's make it mean nothing at all. So, the final round is just around the corner. Unfortunately, that corner is upwards of 3 minutes long. Please join me in welcoming the quickfire round jingle.
Yes.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always quite amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, he's right, it's amusing.
It has a long introduction, even though the round's quite quick. This introduction we've been doing for a long time, and the tune has become quite familiar. You probably know it quite well.
Ooh, it's always in my head.
I definitely know it too well, but the tune has proved a hit. Lots of you have been getting in touch to ask how you could play it at home on your own guitar, so I thought I'd give you a tutorial.
This
should be interesting.
And talk you through the chords. So get ready, here we go. That's a G, then an A, then this is an F. Then we go down to a G, then we hear the A, and then back to a H, and get ready. There we go, it's the D coming now. That's a D, E, A, O, and then there. That's how you play at home. Well, now you can do your wrong quick fire. You don't have to listen to this one. So let's get on with the quick fire round. The quick fire round.
Oh, yeah. What a service, Tom. Ben, what a service.
Yes. It's out there.
I tell you what, I can't wait for the album.
It's like the Colonel Spices. It's out there now.
Yeah.
The mad thing was, you were genuinely quite close.
Yeah, the old H chord. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, until that point.
So this is the quickfire round, and as our show is about, we've broken Alfie, but we must finish the show. As this show is about jet washing the patio, I want to give you your... I want you to give... Alfie, are you okay, man?
He's too sleep deprived. He's too sleep deprived for the podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
I want you to give your answers with the vowels jet washed away, okay? So... give us the answers with no vowels in them. Beautiful. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout your first names out, but without vowels. Ben and Alfie?
Sure.
Thomas Akisa. Keep.
Oh, yeah. I just answered the only vowel. Sorry about that.
Okay. Off
Can
we...
I have that again, Akisa? Just one more time.
Keep. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, off we go. The paved area just outside of a building is known as a what?
Ben?
Okay, yes, it's the correct answer. Bonus point to Tom as well for also saying the same answer at the same time. In football, if you kick the ball to another player, it's often known as what? Tom. Yes, correct. Name the lead singer of the Irish band U2. Oh, Sakita.
Well,
I'll give you that. Yes. Yeah. What? What noise? What noise does a cat make? Tom.
Moo.
I can't have a moo.
Moo.
Yeah, sure. Moo. Moo. Yeah, yeah, sure. Moi. Oh, even better. Yeah, bonus point to Alfie.
Oh, that's how it works, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Name the cat. He's like a big orange cat coming for me.
Quick, get the lasagna.
Name the capital of Holland. Oh. Yes, I would have also accepted. What's the opposite of can? Yes, God.
Bless you.
Bless you, of course, yeah. And the opposite of can, Sakisa. Sure, yeah.
Yes.
What is French for water?
Tom?
Ah, correct. Which type of wildcat shares its name with a popular deodorant? Yes, Kisakisa.
Link.
What? Links.
Link. Yeah, link.
Links.
You can just say. You can just say.
Links. 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 Shit. Links.
Is the correct answer.
My favourite scent is. Links.
Yeah, I've been downwind of you. Yeah. Julie Andrews played a singing nun in which film?
Tom.
Oh, is yeah, it Sister Act?
No!
I did.
Julie Andrews!
I didn't hear the start of the question. I didn't hear the start of the question, so I took a gamble.
You had a 30% chance. It was either the correct answer or the Sister Act 1 or 2, back in the habit. Okay, I'm going to throw it to the other team. Anyone want to take a gamble? Julie Andrews played a singing nun in which film?
Wait,
you're not. Wait. Cunt. What did you call yourself?
Do you say come? You enjoying yourself a bit too much?
Sundfumsk.
Yes, I'm giving you that, yes. And finally, what is the name of this podcast?
Tom. Poopies.
Is correct. That is the end of the round. And the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, so Keisha and Alfie, have you got anything you want to plug?
Without vowels, please.
Where are you going to be? Where are you touring? Are you doing Edinburgh? Any of that kind of stuff? Tell people about it now. So Keisha.
Hello. Come follow me on Instagram. It is Twix Comedy, Twix like the chocolate, don't ask. I am doing my debut show.
Woo! Yes!
In Edinburgh, 8:25 at the Pleasant. So please come and see it. I'm doing work in progresses all around London and the UK. So please come and see it.
Fantastic. What's the show called?
The show is called Life of the Party. It's all about parties. It's set in the house party. And I'm for a good party. There'll be chicken. So come along.
Okay, fantastic. Alfie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I have a podcast of my very own called The Alfie Brown Show, but you should only listen to it if you feel like you really like me.
I should say it is that type of podcast.
It is that type of podcast. If any of you are on the fence, do you want to listen to it anyway? Leave a horrible comment. I don't care. Also, if you're a fan of Formula One racing, I have a podcast called Dirty Air, but very few. It's not that kind of podcast either. I'm on social media on alfiebrowncomedian.com. I still feel quite damaged by the introduction to the quickfire round, to be honest. I don't feel like I've recovered from that laugh yet.
So thanks to all of you guys for coming down tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening at home. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's lots of bonus stuff over there. If you're a fan of the podcast and you want to give us a donation, it is a great way to do so. You get weekly bonus episodes, discounts on live shows, a shout out on the pod eventually, and more. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or just tweet recommend the podcast to all of your friends. Producer Gwyn, this is the moment we've all been waiting for, though. What are the final scores?
And have you seen land yet, boy?
Land ahoy.
Land ahoy! Yay!
But without vowels, please.
Oh, yum, we mow the grass now.
Yum, yum, yum.
The final scores is very close. But the final scores are Ben and Alfie have 37.5, but the winners are Thomas Akita with 39.
Yay! Well,
what?
So Ben and Alfie are jet washing the patio, but Tom and Sakisa, we've got to do it. Quinn, we've got to do it. Let's hear the Blue Peter theme tune one more time. Tom, to sing us out, it's Tom Parry and Sakisa, the winners of tonight.
Brap.
Alfie and Ben, they were sat just over there and they just lost, but they don't really care. So Gita and I, we had a nice time. We'll go upstairs and we'll drink some wine, but let's have applause for Matthew too. He's ran it all and don't you know, he's had a good time. And Quinn's up there and Emma too. Let's go upstairs!
Yay! Thank you so much, everybody. Thanks to our guests, Sakisa and Alfie Brown. We'll see you next time. We've been Pappy's. This is Flatshare Stand Up. Good night. Yeah. Pappy's Flatshare Stand Up featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with special guests Alfie Brown and Sakisa. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution with help from Quinn Rhys-Davies. And it was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came down to tonight's show, and to you all at home for listening. Pappy's Flatshare Stand Up is a Secret Dudes production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Thank you, good night.
So there we have it, a strong episode.
Gosh.
It is as strong as we are weak.
I was sleeping for that, I'm afraid. You must have enjoyed listening to it. I had a good kip.
Nice restorative kip. Anyway, yes, don't forget to join the Patreon, guys.
Don't forget to do that.
Don't forget to do it, guys. It goes from strength to strength. You get bonus episodes every single week, and it's a real fun. It's a community, is what it is.
Oh, it's
a
beautiful it's so community. Great.
You can get in touch with us. In fact, it's actually been lovely being at Mac, meeting so many people from that community, meeting people who are members of the Patreon, meeting people who like the podcast but aren't members of the Patreon, just trying to sort of give them a bit of rough treatment, basically. Yeah, so we're just giving them a bit of rough justice problem, to say, come on, join the Patreon.
We just met a lovely patron called Heather, who got her phone out, and her background is a picture of Ben.
Yes.
And then her partner signed up and said, oh, and my background used to be a picture of Matthew. No mention of me.
No.
No mention of me.
You can't be contained, Tom. You can't be contained on a phone.
But it was lovely to meet them.
You've got more
their ringtone was your voice currently. Pick up the phone, please.
Kill me. And on that note, let's end the episode here. It's been what a wild ride it's been. Sakisa, Alfie Brown, superb guest. Thank you very much for them.
Produced by Emma Corsham.
Of course, Corsham team.
Corsham team. And producer Gwyn.
And producer Gwyn.
Producer Gwyn. That's his catchphrase.
Is it?
So, okay. Great. I'll work on that. Anyway, cheers, everyone.
Bye!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.